Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The activities of demons, the activities of the enemies of the rule of God in your life. I'll try and define demons so that from there you get into the activity, because that is how you can best understand their activities. Demons, like I said last week, are spirit personalities who find rest in human beings, because human beings possess the traits or characteristic of fallen man, what we call the works of the flesh. So these demons, they come in to reinforce these works of the flesh so that you lose control over these traits of the flesh, or you lose control over the works of the flesh. That is the base or the falling part of human beings. So demons are spirit personalities who find rest in human beings. Why do they find rest in human beings? Why are human beings their first choice? It is because the fallen human being has got certain traits that they have. So when they come, they hide behind these traits that in the book of Galatians, we shall shortly look at that, calls the works of the flesh. When they hide behind it, then they are at home. They are at peace. So demons always hide behind the works of the flesh so that you do not have complete control over the works of the flesh. You do not have kingdom or the rule over the works of the flesh. We shall look at the works of the flesh very shortly. But suffice it right now to know that the demon spirits do not want you to have complete control over your fallen nature, which Jesus Christ came to restore unto us what we lost, so that we can have complete dominion or control over ourselves. Demon spirits try to prevent the kingdom by hiding behind these works of the flesh so that they can prevent the kingdom. And most of the time, the way we must deal with these works of the flesh is not just to crucify the body or to deaden it. The Bible calls it mortify the deeds of the flesh. The Bible calls it putting on the Lord Jesus by determination through your reading the Bible and through the grace of the Lord overcoming the works of the flesh. Most of the time, in having complete control over the negative part of your life, which you don't like, you do not only have to deaden it, or you do not only have to, through the Bible, through your determination, the grace of the Lord, through reckoning yourself to be dead unto the negative part of you, you should not only do that, but you must also know that most of the time there are spirits behind these things that you should also expel in order for you to have complete or total control. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 5 and then verse 17. Let's go to the specifics about the works of the flesh, which I say that demon spirits like human beings because we possess these works of the flesh that they are at home with, and that can well hide them so that you do not gain complete control by dealing with it only as a flesh issue. We also sometimes need to deal with it as spirits. Look at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Note, these are the works of the flesh, not demons, but the flesh. They are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. Variance is talking about contentions, separate things. You vary. Variance. Emulations, jealousies, or copying, wrath, Wrath is talking about strong anger, strife, selfish ambition, seditions, dissensions, divisions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now please underline the kingdom of God there. We must understand all of these things in the light of God bringing rule, bringing kingdom, bringing control into us or our lives, so that we are in charge. We have the influence of God. He says that the people who are doing these things cannot inherit the control that Jesus, by the kingdom message, brought unto us. Why is it that they cannot? Because the enemies of the kingdom go and hide behind these works of the flesh. So that most of the time, idolatry, where you have your wife but you go aside, most sometimes is not just a work of the flesh, but also demons enforcing that thing and bringing disturbance into your marriage. It's the same with fornication. It's the same with all the works of the flesh. Uncleanliness. One of the names of demons is an unclean spirit. They like the unclean place. They come and hide behind the unclean place. You think it's just uncleanliness, but there is a spirit behind it. And he says that if you continue in this thing and you are not able to overcome it, you cannot have the kingdom of God. You cannot have the rule of God. You cannot have the control, because there is a demon behind all of these works of the flesh. Witchcraft, there is a demon. Hatred. How can a Christian hate another person? Unless a spirit is reinforcing. Now, this guy I cannot get along with. I just hate his guts. I just don't want to see him. I don't want him to cross me. May I suggest to you that a demon may be influencing you in that regard. You try hard to like this person. You cannot. Perhaps you must deal with it as a demon. How come you see him, you don't know him, but you just don't like him? What has he done to you? You are not even sure. You just don't like him. You call yourself a Christian. You don't have control. And all of those things, envies. A Christian in the flesh can envy, but it can also be a demon behind it. So you don't understand. You want to be free from it, but you cannot be free from it. It's the same with seditions, dissensions, opposite views. Perhaps a demon is behind it, although it's the works of the flesh. Please write down James chapter 2 verse 15 and never forget how demons work. I told you that they don't like being manifest. They like to hide. And they will hide behind these soldiers who are going to war in the bush. If it is green, they put leaves on them. They paint their faces green so that they hide. You have to look at the environment where you are, you see, so that you hide accordingly. So if there is a work of the flesh like variance, you have opposite view. When your wife says this, you the husband always is opposite. When your husband says this, you always is the opposite. There is variance. And perhaps it's not just that you are a separate personality from your husband, but perhaps there is a demon that is reinforcing this variance, so that always your ideas don't meet. They never meet. And you don't understand why we can't get on. Perhaps there is a demon who has located that thing and he has painted himself. You see, he has come so that he can hide. The environment hides him. Because you yourself, you are like that. So he comes and then he is hidden in that environment. And you think that, oh, it's all the bush. No, there is an enemy inside. He's only painted like the bush. That is why James chapter 2 verse 15 says that there is a wisdom that is from the earth. And the wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic. And note the order. He says that it is earthly. It means that if you look at the trait, you can just say that this is just a human behavior. I mean, this earth is like that. I mean, it's an earthly behavior. It's a normal human behavior. But he says that this same earthly thing we are talking about is sensual. In other words, it belongs to the flesh. It's sensual. It is fleshy. And at the same time, he says that it's demonic. So earthly things can also be demonic. And the demons hide behind the earthly and the sensual to avoid detection so that you deal with it in only one way and you do not expel demons. You need to bear this one in mind that they hide behind the earthly, the sensual, to prevent detection and to prevent the rule of God from coming into your life. Now, let's look at some works of demons, activities of demons. Activities of demons in specifics. First of all, demons devour. Demons devour. Devour just means to eat up. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. We understand that there are enemies of the kingdom that devour. And what do they devour? They devour fruit. Can we all say fruit? They devour fruit. Demons are fruit eaters. They eat the fruit of your spirit. Do you know why? Because they cannot enter your spirit. I said already that your spirit is possessed by the Holy Spirit. So demons, it's a no-go area for demons. So what they do is that they try, if I cannot enter your spirit, then whatever your spirit produces, I am going to eat it up. So if you read the book of Galatians, chapter 5, I'm sure you are still around that place, verse 22. The Bible says, but the fruit of the spirit, it talked about the work of the devil or the works of the flesh, which I say demons can be behind them. And then now he's talking about the contrast. But the fruit of the spirit, that is your human spirit. That fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, these are the fruits of the spirit. The devil or demon says that if I cannot possess your spirit, then whatever your spirit produces, I am going to eat it up. So they try to eat up your love. They try to eat up your joy. They try to eat up your peace. They try to eat up your patience. They try to eat up your goodness. They try to eat up your self-control so that you are not in charge. The Bible described them in Malachi chapter 3 as fruit eaters. Now the fruit that they try to eat is the fruit of your human spirit. They try to eat up your joy, and in its place you have the spirit of heaviness. Now, I want us to understand, because these nine things are the fruit of our human spirit. The demons come around, and instead of people, when they come around us, picking love from us. You know, a fruit is something that comes naturally to a tree. Bear that one in mind. There is no tree who struggles to bring fruit. So that maybe in the night you hear, maybe a tree behind your house is struggling to bring the fruit of love, struggling to bring the fruit of joy, struggling to bring the fruit of self-control, struggling to bring the fruit of patience. No, these are natural things that should come to you when you are a believer. It just comes so that when I come around your life, I should be able to pick joy. I shouldn't come around a believer and pick up a depression and leave away depressed. I shouldn't come around a believer and leave picking up impatience. When I come around you, I should find some fruit that I can pick. And I should pick patience. When I get close to you, although I do not know you well, when I get close to you and I talk to you, I should be overwhelmed by one thing, the fruit that you are bearing in your life. I should say that, oh, this guy, he is full of love. This guy, he is full of joy. This lady, he is full of patience. This lady has got self-control. That is what people must pick up. If people are picking up impatience, if they are picking up depression, if they are picking up confusion when they leave you, then there is a devourer, there is a fruit eater who is consuming that fruit. And you need to deal with it as a demon influencing you. Because God says that I rebuke the devourer so that he doesn't eat your fruit and your fruit will not get spoiled. Hallelujah. So demons devour.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
In Isaiah chapter 60 or so, is it 61? The Bible talks about the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness instead of the spirit of joy. Hallelujah. That is what demons do. They try to devour your gentleness so that you have a problem being gentle. I believe that one of the people who must say, who are very close to us, who pick the fruit that we produce is our spouses. They are the first people to see that something has fallen down. A fruit has fallen down in my husband's life. They should see gentleness. They should see gentleness. They should see us being gentle with our spouses. Hallelujah. If your gentleness is gone, you need to work on it. Hallelujah. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you are free from the devourer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The next thing is that demons entice. Demons entice. Demons entice. Entice means to persuade people to do evil. Demons persuade people to do evil. If you read Matthew chapter 4, you understand that when the devil came to Jesus Christ, and then he was trying to persuade him to do evil, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone. I want us to understand it was purely a demonic thing. It was a demon clearly speaking into the mind of Jesus. Clearly. Those kind of things, those kind of enticement or persuasion, it is stronger than the normal kind of temptation. Hallelujah. It is stronger than the normal. It's stronger than your mind telling you something. Sometimes you hear something very clearly. Persuading you, oh, nobody will see you, do it. Take it. I want to suggest to you that is a demon trying to entice you. If you read 1 Kings 22:22, you get to understand that there was a vision that a prophet saw and saw that there was a lying spirit and said that I'm going to entice Ahab so that he'll go to Ramoth Gilead and go and fall or die there. There is an enticing spirit and they entice. Demons entice. When you have very strong temptations, you must know that it's not just a matter of your flesh leading you into it, but there is a demonic thing. It's a spirit thing. Jesus' one was the Holy Spirit and demon spirit. He was led by the Spirit, not of his lust. But there was a demon who came to get Jesus Christ or persuade him, entice him to sin. We call it temptation. It's an enticement. Usually, it is verbal. Usually it is verbal. Hallelujah. When you have instances like that, you must understand, you must rebuke that demon. Number three, demons defile. They defile. One of their commonest name is an unclean spirit. They defile. And in this regard, they operate mainly in your mind, in the mental lives, in your thoughts and imagination. And most of the time, they operate this way. When you are trying to be pure, then they flash impure thoughts into your mind without you inviting it. You see that you are the one, you are not the one who is thinking this thing. You do not want to think it, but it's as if that thing is being pumped into your mind. Your imagination gets full of sexual, impure, lustful images, impulses, fantasies, and you see that this one is not coming from you. It's the devil trying to defile you. When you are trying to read the Bible, you are trying to meditate upon the word of God. Instead of God's word being meditated upon, you see sometimes demons trying to defile by flashing wrong images into your head. It is not you doing it. I suggest to you, you must rebuke it as a demon spirit. Hallelujah. You must deal with it as a demon spirit. Sometimes they even sing in your mind. You know, you are not the one who is trying to sing that song. But they sing wrong songs to you. And you feel tainted. You feel defiled. You feel like you are the one doing it. You feel so bad. You feel so rotten. How come I am singing this obscene unbeliever song? And you see that thing is playing. It's playing. It's playing. Your mind is like a sound machine. But God has not given you the spirit of a wrong sound machine. You have a sound mind. It's a sound thing. Equipment, but it's a sound thing that must come. It's not a rotten thing that must come. Hallelujah. If it is happening like that, and it's an uninvited thing, you must know that there are demons, unclean spirits, and you must treat it as a demon, rebuke it, so that you are free from their defilement. Sometimes it happens in your speech. You don't want to say it, but before you are aware, you have said that four-letter word. Yes. Before you are aware. I know people who preach, and when they are sometimes even talking, they use a four-letter word. Woo! And I tell you what, they are not aware that they are using it. But demons defile. May you be free if you have that problem. In the name of Jesus. Now, demons also harass. Demons harass. We are looking at the activities of demons. And we are saying that demons harass. Harass means that they put incessant pressure on you. In fact, they are familiar spirits. They stalk you. They follow you. They are always around, and as it were, they are finding a place of weakness so that they can be able to enter. God says that give no place to the devil. He has no place, but you can create a place for him by his incessant pressure that he puts upon you. Demons, they are personalities, and then they harass. Most of the time, they harass us with things that have happened in our family lives. You know, they are familiar spirits. They are familiar with you. They stay around the same place. That is a major characteristic of demons. That is why in the book of Luke 8, when those demons that had possessed a man of Gadara said that, the demon spirit said that, don't send us away from this country. Rather, instead of sending us away from the country, let us enter into the pigs nearby because we want to be around. That is how demons operate. They are just around. They are just around your family. They don't want to go far. That is why they are familiar with you. That is why trend follow in families. Because these demons, they follow you. They know the family history. They know how your father died. They know how your grandfather died. They know what happened to your sister. And then they take these things and then they harass you that you will die at the age of maybe 60. Because they know that your father died at 60. Your grandfather died just around 60. And you are also aware of it. In their harassment, they will incessantly pump into you that you are going to die at age 60. That is not God talking to you. You know that is not God. Because God will talk to you, but God will not harass you. This is something that does not make you feel fine. They harass you with your family history. They know what happened to your sister, and they come telling you, you also lose your child. You will lose your child. And they don't just say it once. It's a harassment, incessant pressure. You will lose your child. Wherever you are passing, you will lose your child. When you are reading the Bible, you will lose your child. When you are trying to worship, you will lose your child. You must know that demons harass. Sometimes they tell people you will go mad because they know about your family record. and they are staying in the same area. They want to have a chance so that they can also enter into you and perpetuate the same family history, so that as it happened to your sister, your big sister, it will also happen to you. But you are going to recognize the activities of demons and you are going to expel them from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. They will tell you, you will lose your job. This job, you will lose it. Have you heard that people are losing their job? Have you heard about a credit crunch? Because they know what happened to your family. Sometimes they tell people, as for you, you will die by accident. You will die by accident. So you become afraid of travel. Every time you have to travel, it must be mighty prayers. Because the demons always harass you. It's an incessant pressure. You will die through an accident. You will get an accident. You will go mad. You have difficulty in your marriage. You have difficulty in your marriage. You will lose your wife. You will lose your mind. They harass. Now you must recognize this demonic activity and deal with it. Don't allow it into your life. If it happened to somebody, it doesn't mean that it should happen to you. And the demons are stalking in your family. You see, in a family where there is difficulty in marriage, for example, and there are very, very big, big problems in marriage, like idolatry. Every marriage has got a problem. Adultery is one of the problems, all right? But you see, some problems are in their own level. Everybody has got a problem in his marriage. But problem like adultery, please, you must know that it's a major thing. Problem like incest, you must know it's a major thing. Problem like the father sleeping with a child, you must know that it's a major thing. Or maybe your elder brother or an elder brother sleeping with maybe a baby, you know that although there are family problems, this one is in its category. Now these things allow demons to enter. Next week, perhaps you will look at how demons enter. But they allow demons to enter to perpetrate the same thing. They will be there. You will grow with them. In fact, you even get born again with them. But you still need to be delivered. Because an opening can just allow these demons who like to stay in the same area, familiar with the area, to flash in and bring other ones. Not necessarily incest, but you go and call some other sexual demon. And come in so that in the family you see that you have awkward marital issues. You have to learn to see it as demonic things and deal with it. Perhaps I should give you some one or two things and then you should end it for today. Demons also torture. Demons torture. Sometimes they tell you have committed the unforgivable sin. They torture. And that's not the Holy Spirit. If you have committed that sin, you will not be concerned about it. Demons compel. Demons compel. In fact, I should say that most compulsion is demonic. Most compulsion. You don't have control. You are compelled to smoke. Compulsive smoking, compulsive drinking, compulsive eating, compulsive talking, all compulsive behavior. Most of the time, have got demons behind them. And you must deal with them as demonic. Hallelujah. I don't want to smoke, but you find yourself smoking. I don't want to watch this film. You find yourself watching it. I don't want to talk. You find yourself talking. I don't want to drink. You find yourself going to take it. Most compulsive. You know that you cannot. You are not in charge. It's a compulsion for you to eat. You know that there is a demon behind it. You should treat it as such. Last of all, demons. That is the seventh activity of demons in broad terms. Next week we will look at specifics. But demons attack the physical body. Demons attack the physical body. There are some sicknesses which have demons behind them. You have to deal with the demons before the person can ever be free. And there are some unnatural things like unnatural tiredness. There are some people who are always tired. Always tired. Unnatural tiredness. They are tired when they wake up from bed. They are tired when they are going to bed. They are tired when they have to read their Bible. They are tired when they have to pray. These demons of tiredness should be dealt with as demons in your life. It's not a fleshy thing that I went to work and all that. You know that it's an abnormal or natural tiredness. And you need to deal with that. Most of the time, when you have to pray and read the Bible, that is where this demon will rise up. And you see that you are so tired. In fact, you see you are so tired that you know God understands. But I tell you what, it's a demon of tiredness who is trying to disturb your spiritual life by causing unnatural tiredness in your life. There is sometimes also unnatural sleepiness. You know that human beings, if you sleep, in fact, 8 hours for an adult, they say that is how we should sleep, but it's some way. Some of us sleep far less than that. You see? But you know that if you sleep 8 hours during the day, it's okay. You don't have to sleep. True. You don't have to sleep during the day. And people can sleep 8 hours during the day too. You can sleep 4 hours. I'm telling you, this is an unnatural thing. And you have to overcome it. They can sleep. Especially when they have to attend maybe some spiritual thing, maybe some fasting and praying. They can fast and sleep throughout. And wake up, they look at the watch, 6 o'clock, bring my food. They slept throughout, unnatural. You see, that time you were fasting was the time that the sleep really came. And for some people, it's when they are listening to God's word. That is the best thing you can ever get. God's word. The first thing, the best, when he said in Genesis, is the best thing that you can be blessed with. Not money, not car, not house, not a wife, but God's word. But when the word of God is coming, then some people, as soon as the pastor comes to stand here, even Paul comes to stand here, they start sleeping. A natural sleep. Some of us, I don't like to talk about that in church, you see. As some of us, I see that thing. I see that thing. It's unnatural. Oh, so you can sit down this 1 hour of word school, this 1 hour of maybe listening, 45 minutes of even listening to the word. You have to sleep. But when they go home, they don't sleep. Oh, yeah. You must understand the enemies of the kingdom. These people are trying to take the controls away from you. And this is the way they attack your physical body. Let us end in the book of James chapter 4. James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And then we shall look at verse 7. It's a very popular scripture. James chapter 4. And then verse 7. Pastor, are you saying that all those who sleep like that, they have got demons inside of them? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it could be a demonic thing. Because you know that it's unnatural. You don't have control over your sleep. As soon as you go and sit behind the television, you see that you are going. Oh, have some time with your family. As soon as you sit down, sleep. You have to deal with that. Now, let's end by looking at James chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil. Please underline, resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Says, submit yourselves to God. That is how to deal with demon spirit. You have to be under submission to God, under obedience to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. The Bible did not say resist temptation. It did not say resist the evil circumstance. He is talking about a personality. Resist the devil. And he, not the temptation, not the bad circumstance, not the sickness. It's talking about a personality. And he will flee from you. In other words, he was with you. But he says that you can expel the devil. You can chase him out of your life. When you submit yourselves to God and you resist the devil. Not necessarily resisting temptation or resisting a bad circumstance in your life. Or resisting a word somebody has said. He says, I resist a person. Resist the devil. And he will flee or he will be expelled from you. And that is how I want us to live today. I want us to know that we have authority, that when we submit ourselves to God in obedience to him and his word, we are ready to expel devils of and the activities of all sorts in our lives. We are able to expel them, and we are able to have the dominion and the rule, and God's influence is stronger in our lives, not demonic influences. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.